Now here on KJN, getting a chance to talk boys track with Atlantic head coach Jordan Mullen as the Trojans prepare for the state meet here this weekend. Coach, thanks for giving us some time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Coach, obviously a successful run at the state qualifying meet. You get nine events that end up qualifying here for state track. I guess talk a little bit about that night and, you know, did you accomplish what you set out to do there heading into that state qualifying meet?
Yes, like I said, I know we had down on paper, and we knew we were going to be in a lot more individual events this year. We, like we've talked with the team all year, we just don't have the depth we had last year. So we're going to rely on them veterans to step up and still perform as individuals. And I know we snuck a few relays in there that are looking pretty promising after the district meet. I'm very happy. Like I said, we went in wanting all those events. We didn't get high jump in like we wanted to, but like I said, I'm just happy he's not a senior. He gets to come back for another year to get to the Blue Oval, hopefully next year. But coming back to this year, like I said, we got two in the two, two in the four, two in the eight, and I think we can score very well in those sprint events. And then coming down to the 16 and 32, I think we can also score very well in both of those.
Yeah, and it gives you, I guess, an opportunity and a wide variety of events there to score some points. And obviously when you're, you know, working to do well as a team and put those, you know, good team points up on the board, it's good to have that variety that's able to go out there and do that for you.
Yes, sir, I agree with that. Like I said, I know our biggest thing is, I mean, I've heard some talk about everybody, you know, including me, very excited. You know, we want to bring home a team trophy again. That's the team's goal. That was one of the goals from February 11th when we started. You know, and I don't know what trophy that's going to be. I really don't. But I know if this team performs as well as I think they can, I think we're going to be bringing home some hardware, you know, and that's going to be very, very exciting for this team and for our coaching staff and the community.
Well, when you're looking at the team race, obviously you pay attention to these types of things a little bit. You know, who you're looking at as other teams that are going to be strong competitors against you?
I'll throw out, I think, what the top four are really going to be, and it's going to be tight. You know, obviously we got Sergeant Bluff Luton over here in the western side of Iowa with us. We've been lucky enough to see them a couple times. Mm-hmm. And they're good. They're really good. But it's going to be a tight race between us and Waller Dubuque. They're looking really good. They match up with us very, very well across the board in the events that they have that are really good also. And then I think Algona, they've got a heck of a sprint crew, and they can score a lot of points. I don't know about their depth, but I do know if they get momentum right off the bat, I do know what a lot of momentum can do. But, you know, like I said, I think it's there's also going to be a handful of teams, Boyd and Whole Rock. There's going to be a lot of teams in the 30s, let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. But I also know, like I said earlier, when you get momentum, a lot of things can turn around, and a lot of kids are on that big stage. You know, you might have a team meltdown, or you might have a team overachieve. And, you know, that's what it comes back to. We're going to focus on us, and I know what I think we can do. And we're going to try to hit that mark and possibly eclipse it. And if we do that, I think we're going to be very happy Saturday the 18th.
Well, and Coach, when you're looking at your team and the performances you had there at the district meet, and then I guess during the season as a whole, as far as times are concerned, are there any particular events that stand out to you that, you know, maybe you know, achieved a mark that you were looking for, or maybe there's somebody that has exceeded those expectations? As far as times go, where are you meeting up with what you expected?
You know, we've talked about this quite a bit. I know, obviously, Chase Molinex is a special child, or kid, not child, kid. He's a young man now. He's a real special one, you know, and he ran, I'm going to jump back to Drake. He ran an entire second faster than he did the previous year, and we all know what he did last year on the state at the state meet. You know, he was a four-time gold medalist. So that is very exciting. I'm, you know, he's ready to go. He's hungry, very hungry, you know. But and then you got Jalen Peterson stepping up, dropping a 10.04, a lifetime best, his senior year at the district meet. he is going to be someone to watch, and he is going to get the spark going for our team on Thursday. I think he's going to go 10 flat or better, and he's ready to do it. He's looking really strong. And then I'll jump into my sprint crew. Zade Nicholson has been here for the last 4 years. He's been an absolute stud for us, you know. And then he shows up speed in the 200, goes sub 23. Now we're, you know, I thought we were only going to maybe have one in there. And now we got a shot to have two because he stepped up big for the team as a senior, and he was ready to do that. And then probably I don't want to call it an overachievement because I don't think Tyler Moen can I don't think he knows what he can do yet. I've talked with him a lot. He is going to be a very special kid to watch, and I think the track world is going to know Tyler Moen's name after this weekend. And like I said, it might come out as a surprise to a lot of people, but the kids, the community, and everyone that sees him run every week like I do, it's not going to be a surprise. But he's going to go fast, and he's going to go really fast. Obviously, he knows what he needs to do. Also, I mean, we need him to do that. So, I mean, I think if I'm talking about a performer of the year, like the guy that kind of stepped up, I got to give it to Moen. But the other core around him, you know, he kind of made it possible to say, hey, now let's go make another push for a trophy, you know. And the other guys have also built in around that. And now, you know, we've built that team. We have that team aspect again. And like I said, they're just working together. You know, we had Chase Molinex come up and congratulate him after he broke his school record. I mean, it's just that kind of stuff that builds our team, you know. And like I said, they're there as a whole. But like I said, he's going to be fast this week, Chris, very fast.
Well, and, you know, when you head into the state meet like this, obviously it's a little bit different than, you know, the way the season has played out before. When you're going into meets night in and night out, you're trying to fit the pieces of the puzzle together. Obviously things settle down as the season moves along and kids kind of know where to expect to be. But it's a little different where you qualify, you know what events you're going to be in. Is it more so just about getting the kids ready and prepared mentally heading into those races?
Oh, yes, a mental battle is, I'd say, probably 50% of it. You know, I can get them physically ready. And I think we've got a very good coaching staff to where we're having them peak at the right time every year, and not just this grade, but the previous classes and all that stuff. We've always been, you know, hey, we might not be as happy as we want to be in March, in April, but we are really trying to get this program built to where we want to be happy in May, and they've had to buy into that. But in the ups and downs, you know, the mental aspect, you know, they want a PR every week, every meet, and that's not possible, but that's something that we have to get in their minds. And you know, and that's when communication comes in. And like I said, the communication between the kids and their respective coaching event or coaching staff for their event, they have to communicate. They have to let us know how they're feeling, you know, so we can get them mentally prepared to go fast and to say, hey, this might hurt a little bit, but you're going to go fast. So you got to do it, you know, and they bought into that though. And like I said, the confidence we have right now also helps their mental ability. Like I said, we started hitting on all cylinders at the right time, and like, so that makes it a little easier this year because they know what they can do.
Well, Coach, it's going to be exciting to watch the boys here this weekend and see what they can go out there and accomplish. Congratulations on what you've been able to do here so far, and we look forward to catching up with you and talking a lot of happy stuff here over the weekend.
I appreciate it. Thank you a bunch, and like I said, I hope to be happy as well. So thank you, and we'll talk soon.
All right, that's Atlantic Head Boys track coach Jordan Mullen. Back with more in a moment here on KJN.